Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That is by the famous George Orwell and the book 1984. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you may be in this awakening, healing, transformative planet of ours. This is Inspired Living. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, always in search for that diamond within. And I just want to give a big shout out to all of our inspired listeners out there, as you've really helped us grow over the last few seasons, so much now that Inspired Living has been voted a top 100 inspirational podcast to follow in 2023. So we're going to try to stay on that list and just bring amazing, inspirational, healing, encouraging, motivating content to the airwaves. And we just want to say thank you to all of our inspired listeners that do follow us on the live podcast, or if you're going over to your favorite podcasting platform, because Inspired Living can be found on all those major platforms now. And that ranking, because there's thousands of podcasts out there, very honored, humbled to be in a top 100 list, a list that's has such names as Oprah Winfrey, Steve Harvey, Michelle Obama. These are very inspirational people. And just to be associated with that same list has been just an honor. And it's because of you, the listeners, because the voting is based on downloaded content, reviews, reach, social media. And I just want to say thank you. If you want to follow the show, if you missed the live broadcast, we're here on Wisdom Wednesdays here on Om Times Radio from 12 p.m. Pacific to 3 p.m. Eastern. Those are the two starting times, depending on what coast you live on. If you're somewhere in the middle, then check your local time zone. And then we do encore shows throughout the week. But today is my first show of the year for me being the guest. Last show, we had an amazing story about our veterans, where we talked about the book From Service to Success, New Mission, New Purpose, and a New Journey to Get a Great Life. That was dedicated to our first responders, our veterans, our police, our nurses, our firefighters, everybody on the front lines. And that's how we wanted to open up the year with the first show of the year with Inspired Living, is always paying it forward and always, setting that tone. So today I'm going to do my forecast show. And if you follow my journey as the Intuitive Prospector, you know that I've always been fascinated and curious with the many mysteries and wonders of our planet. That is where I started to prospect for all the different things, whether it's psychic, spiritualism, intuition, mindfulness, meditations, mediumship. And of course, one of the things that I like to do is I like to look ahead for what each year brings. And one of the modalities that I use for, no different than a plumber or an electrician or a carpenter that uses many tools to create, that is what I do as the Intuitive Prospector. I have many different tools that I can work with in my spiritual toolbox to help me with my forecasting, projecting, predicting, that psychic awareness, if you will. And one of the big ones that I love to use, and I've always been fascinated with, is numerology. Now, there's many types of numerology out there, but the one that I actually subscribe to is Pythagorean's concept of numerology. And it's really, numerology is the cousin of music, based on notes and based on tones and vibrations and patterns and trends. And numerology, as far back as I've done my prospecting, my research, is about 11,000 years old. So there's there's definitely something to this one tool in my toolbox that I like to use. Now I have, like I said, many different tools that I can use, whether that's free writing or meditation or Qigong or my dreams or dowsing rods or pendulums or crystals or different card decks. But numerology is just a fascinating one because it's all based off of numbers. It's all based off math. And, you know, it's very interesting that, you know, a lot of us don't know this, including myself, until I started to do a little bit prospecting into numerology. But mathematics was not created by humans. Mathematics was discovered by humans. Big difference there. And so one of the things I like to do is I like to look at the energy of this year, and I don't subscribe necessarily to the end of the year being December 31st, because as I've seen, as I started doing these forecast shows, which started back in 2018, I see that the years can bleed into the following year. So, you know, we measure it from January 1st to December 31st, but those years can carry over based on the energy. And we're in a very powerful time. And I opened up the quote from George Orwell, where he talked about, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that energy is so right on line with what we're going to talk about today, because this year in 2023 is known as the year of truth. The truth seeker. And how you get to that is you just add up the numbers from just a very simple, quick lesson in numerology. You can do this many different ways, the letters in your name, the numbers of your address. But for the year, you just take 2023, you add up the numbers. Of course, zero is not going to carry any weight, because the zero represents the beginning and the end, or the alpha and the omega, if you will. And so that ends up adding up to the number seven. Now, there's some very interesting things about the number seven. One, it's been noted that it was Pythagoras' favorite number based on a spiritual standpoint. You've always heard the term lucky number seven, the seven deadly sins, the seven continents, seven sisters for seven brothers. I mean, the list goes on and on about how many times the seven can be used within our society. But what's interesting to me is this year, because we're so surrounded by so much social media, so much misinformation, so much disinformation, so much cognitive dissonance, so much gaslighting, or if these are terms from a psychology standpoint that you're not familiar with, or maybe you're just hearing for the first time, I would, you know, recommend for you to start doing your own prospecting and researching to understand, what does gaslighting mean? What does cognitive dissonance mean? You know, we have all of these social media platforms and news media, and, you know, things that are always in our internal and external environment that, you know, is telling us, is that a truth or is that a lie? And in this day and age, it's really hard to navigate. So it's just interesting, you know, from the book 1984, that one of the quotes coming out of that book, 1984, is, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Well, maybe we'll consider this this show today as a revolutionary act to talk about the truths that we're going to be seeing this year, and then also bleeding into 2024. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of back up a little bit before I get into my forecasting. And like I said, it's forecasting. Am I going to be 100% right? Of course not. You know, is a weatherman 100% right? No, but he can use his tools and his technology, just as I do as a psychic medium or a spiritual teacher or a metaphysical teacher, is to look ahead, to see the awareness and the energy, but knowing that it's not going to be 100% correct. So that's why we call it forecasting, projecting into the future, seeing into the future. But it's also a reminder to you listeners out there, as Abraham Lincoln reminds us, the best part about the future is it comes one day at a time. And that's what this podcast is dedicated to today, setting and planting seeds today. So when you can come back and listen to this a year from now, 2 years from now, you'll start to see what I was talking about and how our timeline catches up to what I'm seeing, feeling, or knowing. And, you know, you can go back. There's 8 seasons to go back, and there's records. You can go back to my podcast starting in 2018 when I started doing an annual forecast show. You can go to my podcast in 2019 where I talked about specifically the age of Aquarius was in 2019, and how we were approaching our roaring 20s, and how our roaring 20s were going to be quite transformative in ways that we couldn't even imagine. And we're here 3 years later, a lot of things have unfolded. Now, at that time of the podcast, a lot of what I was seeing was different energies and different words. And a lot of the words that I was using back starting in 2019 were the words of sustainability. These words would become very powerful in the years ahead. Resources, self-mastery, homeostasis. And homeostasis is a medical term to where we're not in a constant fight or flight. The nervous system is usually from the time we wake up to the time we go to bed is in some sort of fight or flight. Homeostasis is not being either or. It's actually a neutral way for the nervous system to behave. And you're seeing a lot of people today that are trying to achieve this state of homeostasis or peace or relaxation. Some may see it in society known as the Great Resignation or the Quiet Quitting. These are terms that have all come up over the last few years. But I also talked about the Great Coming Together, because through our Roaring Twenties, I did talk about culture wars, religious wars, civil wars, cyber wars, including World War III. But at some point, there would be a catalyst or an event that would bring what I'm seeing as the Great Coming Together during our Roaring Twenties. So the seven is a universal year in numerology, and the seven represents, like I said, the year of truth, the year of the truth seekers. And we're already seeing it. We've already seen some of the information coming out based off of the NFL, the truth. I just watched that game where the young gentleman had to give him CPR and actually shock him with an AED, something I'm very familiar with as a certified healthcare provider. And when they circled him so we couldn't see, I knew that there was something wrong going on. And with the truth of that game is showing the brutality of how we cheer on our modern gladiators, just like we did back in Rome and the stadiums. The only difference is, you know, people aren't dying, but it is showing the truth of the NFL, and I watch a lot of different sports, but NFL specifically, I said that this game in 50 years will not look the same because of the brutality and the injuries that we see. And now we just had a person live on television go into cardiac arrest based on the brutality of the game. So that's a truth. Now, whether you agree with that or not, that's up to you. I always try to remind my listeners, and whether you're following me here or if you're following me on my other shows or other platforms, you know, I use my platforms for positive. But I also let people know that I am like a buffet, that there are things that I'm going to present, dishes I'm going to put out, words I'm going to reflect on, and you may agree with some of those and you may not agree with those. And just like when you go to a buffet, you pick and choose what you want. And that's what I really try to offer up. I don't get into political debates. I don't get into judgment or opinions, religious ideologies, but I just present the information and what I see. And as we move forward in the year of truth, I hope really that this becomes a year of where we can have perspective, but also start to move into a center homeostasis of having civil, logical, peaceful conversations with, you know, people that we, you know, may consider on the other side or our enemies. You know, it really is about coming together. And that's part of that great coming together energy that I see is evolving through our social media, because social media has really created platforms where people don't behave the same behind a keyboard like they would in a social group. So these are the truths that are going to start to roll out in the year of the seven. 2023 is the year of the seven, but it's also one of the truths that we're going to start to realize and that's going to come into our awareness here this year is the debate and the argument and the sensitivity and the privacy of algorithms based off social media, how algorithms are used and how they're presented, especially for the younger generation. These are going to be some truths that are going to have to be looked at because they are really now, you know, based on what kind of information or misinformation is being presented. You can see this, you know, starting back at the start of the pandemic that we talked about in 2019 as we moved into 2020, and how that's creating not stability, but instability. And there's going to be some truths and some trials. And this show is dedicated to the truths, trials, and transformations of the year of the seven in a universal year. And that trial is going to be put legislatively to our government, to the big corporations of being held accountability. You're going to start to hear the words of accountability, trials, truth. Just kind of pay attention this year and see what unfolds for, you know, your journey. But one of the things that I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there starting back in 2019, 2018, when I started talking about our Roaring Twenties and how transformative it was going to be. Think about where you've been the last few years and how transformative it's been just on your own journey. So just take a pause, practice the pause, and just take a nice deep breath and see where you're at and how much you've grown or learned or experienced the last few years. And, you know, I'll start for me. I started before when I was putting the show together to talk about this forecast and this projection of what the year is ahead going into 2024. I go back all the way to 2012 because there was a lot of things that were happening in 2012. I don't have enough time in this episode, but if you go back to 2012, there was some very major events that took place, including huge solar flares that, you know, should have impacted our world, just like the Mayans predicted, you know. And there was movies made in 2012 about the end of the world, and there was actually some factual things that did happen that could have really wrecked our society and our planet that, you know, didn't come out until a few years later in 2014. So just do your own research. That'll be part of the buffet. That'll be part of the buffet that I'm going to present today. Go do some research from 2012. But what 2012 did for me, whether if it was fear-based or emotional-based, you know, it woke me up. And you hear about the terms awoke or awake. And then as we moved into 2013 and got past 2012 and realized, well, okay, maybe it's not the end of the world, you know, it kind of reminds me of 2000 when the everything was going to shut down, right? All the zeros, the computers are going to reset, right? And we know that that didn't happen. In 2012, the same thing was theorized that the world would end, but that didn't happen. But there are some interesting things that did shift in 2012, and that just kind of woke me to my world. 2013 kind of invoked me. 2014 really started to show me. 2015 kind of activated me. 2016 revealed me as far as the work I'm doing and the shows. I started with Inspired Living in 2015, so been doing this for 8 seasons. So what it did in 2017 is I've done these shows, and I love doing podcasts, is because it educates me. It gives me perspective. It gives me information and knowledge that I can use for my own journey. And then as we got into 2018, I was a little bit provoked. It provoked me. 2019, the year of Aquarius that I started to do these forecasting shows, kind of deflated me from what I was seeing in our roaring 20s, because I never want to promote. I'm not a doom and gloom kind of psychic. Like, I'm never going to tell you the winning lottery numbers. I'll never tell you what your day of transformation or death is. That's your own free will and choice. But there are things like what I was seeing in our roaring 20s, including a great shift in our energy infrastructure and our resources, and we'll talk about that. But what 2019, it also deflated me, to be honest with you, because I didn't like what I was seeing in, you know, from a culture war to a civil war to religious wars to cyber wars to, you know, things that, you know, you don't necessarily want to see in doing this journey. I call it the burden and the blessing, if you will. But then we got into 2020, and 2020 was the year that really kind of just devoured me. It really, you know, that's when the pandemic hit. There was so much misinformation and disinformation and gaslighting and cognitive dissonance based off our social media platforms. This will be another reason to look back in the year of truth to say how our algorithms are going to have to be talked about, discussed, and at some point regulated, just like when television came back into the when television came into the homes starting in 1949, there was a doctrine called the Fairness Doctrine Act, to where televisions had to present truthful information based off professional journalistic standards, or there would be fines to pay. Well, we know that that ended in the 1980s with cable television, and here we are today. So I see a truth of where these algorithms are going to start to be reined in. And if things are not, you know, truthful, or things aren't factual, or fall into a category of cognitive dissonance, misinformation, disinformation, or gaslighting, it will start to get flagged. Now, that's an important step in the right direction, especially for our democracy and our freedom of speech, because you can have freedom of speech, but, you know, if your freedom of speech is dangerous, and then it should be flagged, right? That's not censorship. That's actually, you know, pointing out that this information is very dangerous. You know, it's no different with your First Amendment right to have free speech here, at least here in the United States. But I can't, you know, responsibly, I can't go on an airplane and scream bomb. I can't go into a movie theater and yell gun or bomb, because that would create panic, which would cause injury, and I would be held accountable. What I'm saying is, you're going to start to see this with our social media platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the platforms I use. YouTube has really done a good job of cleaning up videos that are, you know, sharing information that's just not actual, factual, or just plain made up, you know, trying to create chaos and trying to see the world get burned down. There are just, unfortunately, there are people out there that want to see that. You know, there's, you know, there's the old saying, you know, be careful who you invite on your ship, for the fact they may want to sink it just because they can't be the captain. And there's a lot of truth to that in social media. So as we moved into 2020, that really kind of devoured me, because I, you know, I saw a lot of divide and dysfunction. I had family members and friends impacted by COVID. I actually had a few friends and colleagues pass away from COVID, and it really just devoured me. And then we move into the year of 2021. And as we're going through these cycles, you know, the year of 2020 was the year of four, which is all about what you put in, you get out. And then we moved into 2021, which is the year of the five, 2 + 2 + 1 = 5, which is more about freedom, love, and adventure. But that year of 2021 kind of just drained me. It was like the hangover from the year of 2020. You know, whoever came up with, you know, 2020, hindsight's 2020, they must have been from the future and started, you know, planting that statement so we were prepared for our 2020 year of just transformation and just great chaos. But as we moved into 2022, which is the year of the six energy represents compassion. It represents humanitarianism. It represents taking care of oneself. And that started to charge me. That started to get me excited, knowing that we were heading for the year of 2027 or 2023, which is the year of the seven. But what this year has done to, up to date, it's reinstated me. And that's where I want you to be, as far as, you know, be reinstated into your truth. Because what ends up happening with the number seven in a spiritual standpoint is it's also about what we call the truth seeker. For those that are seeking to find a, you know, a purpose, a passion, a plan, you know, why am I here? And that's what this year is really going to start to lay out for you, if you choose to, right? We still have free will and we still have choice. So, you know, through spiritualism, which is something that I've started to follow, and there is a difference between spirituality and religion itself. We always say religion is for those that fear hell, and spiritualism is for those that have walked directly through it. And that's where, you know, years ago, after the transformations of both my brothers going into the spirit world, one from murder and one to brain cancer within the same week, it really kind of changed my belief systems, my learned behaviors. And you know, the seven in numerology is especially important because it takes, this year, it takes more of an intellectual approach to life, more than an emotional one. We would say that the emotional year was probably 2020, the year of the four, and 2021, the year of the five. And that was based on emotions, because there was so much going on in our society and our consciousness and our world, and, you know, the uncertainties which only drive anxiety and depression lead to, you know, not positive things. But what this year does is the seven takes this intellectual approach more than the emotional one, and it's also an analytical number. So the seven in the index in numerology, we go 1 through 9, and then we repeat over and start again, just like, you know, the seasons of the year. We're in winter now, happy new year. As we move into spring, which is right around the corner, then we fall into summer, fall back to winter. So there's a cycle that takes place. Same thing with numerology, one of these tools in my toolbox. And the fact that when we get to the year of the nine, which will be in two more years, which will be 2025, then we start over at the year of the one. So it's this cycle. But what's interesting about this year of seven from a numerology standpoint, and that's Pythagoras numerology that I'm discussing and philosophizing with, is it's an analytical number, and it enjoys gathering and filtering through information and the metadata, because there's a lot of metadata out there, you know, based on social media. That's where this seven is going to start to truthfully regulate and reveal some of the dysfunctions of social media and how we evolve with our technology. There's another thing that's taken place with the human experience and the human consciousness, is how are we evolving with our technology? How are we adapting with our technology? Can we, you know, evolve past this and actually move into a place of peace and positivity and utopia, if you will? Or is it just the opposite, where our free will and choice leads us to repeat the darkness of our past? You know, our past is there to learn from, to understand, to read, and it's there so we don't make the same mistakes moving forward. But sometimes we need to be reminded, and that's going to happen this year. That's going to be one of the things that will take place in 2023 are the truths of our times. Truth through technology, truth through algorithms, truth through social media. But there's a few other truths that I want to share today because of the approach of the Universal Year of the Seven. The Seven, like I said, has a very powerful intuition that one should use to expect it as a guide. This combination of consciousness and subconsciousness, and what the difference is, consciousness is thinking about it, you know, like your breath. You haven't thought about your breath until I just mentioned it, or don't think about the pink elephant in the room. So that's the difference between conscious and subconscious. And what's going to happen is this combination of the two allows the mind, I guess, I'm going to say the mind of numerology, or the number seven, to shine a bright lantern, a miner's lantern, if you will. Like when you're a prospector or you're a miner and you're in those deep caves, you need light to see what you're doing. That's what this year is going to represent. So think of yourself as a prospector going deep into this cave or this mine to find what's, you know, the diamond within, to find that, you know, that spiritual gold, if you will, those spiritual nuggets for, you know, purpose and identity and why you're here. And as you illuminate that to shine this bright light in this deep cave and different realms of your journey, it's going to illuminate the hidden truths and it's going to reveal them. And Eckhart Tolle talked about this a lot. The greatest agent for change is awareness. And when we become aware of something, regardless if you agree with it or not, just again, parentheses, think spiritual buffet here, it's going to fall into different realms. And the different realms are from social to political to how different countries are run, to currency. These are the truths that are going to start to be revealed. And, you know, in 2023 is going to be that platform. It's going to be that platform to be observed, explored, and revealed. Now, I always like to say, explore the unknown, see the unseen, as we are somewhere in between. And that's what this year is going to represent. It's going to represent the analytical, the truthful power, intuition of the number seven in numerology. And it's going to be a very interesting year. And the show today is titled Truth, Trials, and Transformation, because there will be a lot of trials in our awareness. And I mean trials from, you know, what will be revealed is almost the fall of democracy, to the current divide we experience today in our political system, in our government, to the United States, moving towards a more civil war, not necessarily a violent civil war, but more of a cold civil war based on ideology, based on belief, based on religion, based on where you live, which is unfortunate, but it's not the first time the country's had a civil war, and we are due to repeat. In fact, Ulysses S. Grant, after the Civil War, who went on to be Lincoln's right-hand man, General Ulysses S. Grant, reading his memoirs, he talked about when he became president a few years later about how the next civil discord would be based not off the Mason-Dixon line, which was based on the location, but more based on fallacies and false ideologies and ignorance. And you think about where we're at today, you're like, that's not too far off of, you know, depending on what platform you're on, what you're watching, what you're taking in, your focus determines your reality. And we can see there's a couple different realities out there just based on people's focus. So the number seven is both deep and wise, and it won't be satisfied with just a simple explanation. On the surface level, it's not into that petty, frivolous stuff. It's going to really bring, it's that, like I said earlier, it's that real gold that's buried deep. And the seven energy will be that prospector that'll dig, 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 and it won't stop until it finds it. And then it'll keep digging some more. Once it does find it, it's going to be asking questions. It's going to be about researching. It's going to be about listening. It's going to be about sensing all of the special skills that the seven uses in its search for awareness and to reveal. You know, I always say with this forecast show that I do, you'll hear me say it back of a couple years ago, I like to say wait, watch, and witness, because it is through this you know, podcast that you're listening today that you're going to have to wait for things to align down the future. And that's, you know, the power of forecasting, podcasting, projecting, and predicting. And so, like I said, the number seven is especially important when it comes to religions, when it comes to spirituality. But like I said, it's more of that intellectual approach versus the emotional approach. And it's going to be that analytical researching, question asking, listening to really bring some of these hidden truths that have been, deep in these caves and realms for several years. So what are some of the truths that we're going to talk about? Well, one is fusion. I talked about in our Roaring Twenties how energy and our resources of energy is going to be quite transformative in our Roaring Twenties, this next decade. And it's no different than the turn of the century when we started to move from the horse and buggy to from dirt roads to the automobile and paved roads to taking and using lighting candles and lighting fuel to light our path, knowing that in the Chicago World Fair, they did the first street where they lit everything up with electricity, which was a debate within itself. Do we do AC? Do we use DC, which is more safe for the community? And really started to build the infrastructure to where we jump to today. At the turn of the century in the 1900s, it really lit up our planet to where you can literally see planet Earth now from outer space based off electricity. That's what this year of 2023 is going to be, is also the conversation of the advancement of fusion. Fusion is enough energy to have the power of the sun without having to use energy, that much energy to put into it to make that power. That's what fusion will become. And at the end of last year, that's where I was talking about where the years can bleed over. In late 2022, or the Department of Energy here in the United States came out officially and publicly and disclosed that they had achieved fusion. Now, there's going to be a few more years of, research and development and putting that out there, but that is also going to be a new transformation and a truth of how we get away from our fossil fuels, which also has a direct impact to our planet and global warming. Now, people would, debate that and argue that, as they're entitled to, but based on my research and based on what science shows and what science tells, the science and the data shows that we are contributing to the warming of our planet. Now, if you don't have data to support, you don't have science to support, if there's no data, then it's just an opinion. So that's why I always try to, when I do my podcasts and my shows, I really research what's going on. And this fusion that was announced and received kind of a ho-hum, I thought, about, just a sec here. About the fusion, I felt like it was a ho-hum moment. It didn't really take off like I thought it would, but fusion is the future of not only energy here on the planet, but the future of space travel. For you Star Trek fans out there, Gene Roddenberry talked about in his series, and he was a known seer, he talked about fusion and how fusion would take us, the exploration of fusion and the harnessing of fusion would take us to the stars. And that's what really the Starship Enterprise's reactors are based off, is an advanced form of fusion that will allow us to go faster than the speed of light. So it's interesting that in the year of truth, we're going to have more conversations around our energy, our resources, and how we start to see that change. Now, the other truth that you're going to start to witness and see for 2023 is just like the horse and buggy gave way to the car and the Wright brothers' ability to take flight, because it was in Kitty Hawk in the early 1900s again that everybody told the Wright brothers that it wouldn't work, that you're going against everything in the laws of physics. There's no way we can take flight as humans. Well, we jump to today. We know that to not be the truth. So I guess it's true that every idea is a bad idea until it's not, right? So, Confucius says, those who know the truth are not equal to those who love it. And that's really, where we're going in 2023, is to know the truth. And you may not love what's coming out, but again, that's the free one choice, but it's truth nonetheless, and that's what the seven is going to reveal and unfold as it digs down into these realms that I'm talking about. So the one truth that's going to be revealed is fusion, the journey of transformation. Like I said, to where the horse and buggy gives way to the car and the automobile and the airplane, to where now we're going to see in our society in 2023 the advancement of flying cars. So we're going to now start moving up from our roads, our dirt roads that became pavement roads, to highways, to super highways, to freeways, to now moving up to where we have drones that can do deliveries. We're going to start to see the flying cars, for example, Uber, flying taxis, to where you order an Uber down on the street, you go to one of the buildings and take an elevator up to the top, just like you would a helicopter, and that will become a new standard, to where you don't have to be rich and famous or the elite to own a helicopter to get to where you're going. I think of, you know, a couple of years ago with Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash that killed all those people, because he didn't want to drive on the freeway. He got to and from in California there by hiring a private helicopter. We're going to see more of that with our technology. So flying cars are here. The Jetsons had it right back in the day. If you remember the Jetsons cartoon, you had telemedicine via the internet. You had exercise classes via the internet. And today, I've met with my doctor the last few times, my naturopath, all telemedicine. My workouts are done in my garage via the mirror. So I'm actually doing online classes. And now we're going to see flying cars, which... In the Jetsons, if you remember, they'd open a briefcase and the car would actually pop out of the briefcase or in their pocket. That's not there yet, but in reality, you can see where, you know, science fiction's become science fact, and a lot of our, you know, art, you know, imitates life, or I should say life imitates art. I'm not sure which way it goes, but back then of the Jetsons cartoon, which was years ago, probably 35, 40 plus years ago, they were seen into the future, and that's where we're at today. So flying cars will be here in 2023. Transportation, the truth of our transportation, how we fly as we start to move to supersonic jets, to where I can go, if I wanted to go study in England, I could go from Seattle to London, England in less than 4 hours, which is currently a 9-hour flight by the technology we have today. We'll start to see that in as far as transportation goes. And Jetsons were in the 60s. Okay, so even farther back. Thank you, Chris. You say Jetsons in the 60s. So, even farther back than 40 years. I just know that it was a good crystal ball into what we're seeing here today. But at the same time, the seven energy through numerology that I'm talking about today for this forecast is going to reveal truths that either you agree with or don't agree with. And again, it's going to be transportation. It's going to be our resources. It's going to be our energy. Another truth that's going to start to really reveal itself, and this is something I've talked about the last few years, is our oceans. We know less about our oceans, which is covered by 70% of the 70% of the planet is covered by water. We know more about our moon, and we just sent a mission to the moon. So we're now moving back into space travel at a more adventurous pace than we have in the last 25 years. We've got the International Space Station, but we also have private corporations like SpaceX, Virgin Galactic, these type of companies that are actually taking people to space as tourists, and we're going to start to see more of that truth revealed based off of our technology will transform. And a lot of the truth is also going to open up our oceans, because our oceans still contain a lot of not only resources, but a lot of secrets. And we've only discovered about 7%, you know, the number, you know, wanes from 5% to 13%, but somewhere between 5 and 13% of knowing our oceans, that means there's a lot of our ocean that we still don't know. And in 2023, some of these truths will be revealed, that the secrets that our oceans hold. And going back to fusion, because the world is covered in 70% of water, we have a resource and fuel that's ready for fusion, because fusion uses salt water as one of the components. So it's going to be interesting to watch how we use our water, salt water that's not drinkable, but can be used as a future way of creating energy and creating electricity and creating fuel. I witnessed that in Iceland when I was in Iceland this last year in 2022, and how sustainable the entire country is, and how they use their fuel. They use their thermal heat to create oxygen, to create fuel, to create water. In fact, they don't even have more than 3% of cars on the island are gasoline. Everything is electric. Everything is connected to a grid. That's what we're going to see in our year of truth and transformation is the electrical grids for the cars will start to really come out. The flying cars, the flying drones that deliver stuff. We're also going to see another truth is our robotics, our AI, our artificial intelligence is already starting to grow. And you can see that with just digital art. There's a lot of this AI art that's coming out. This is really starting to take hold where this AI, if you want to have a conversation with somebody, let's say you want to have a conversation with Elvis Presley, the AI can actually create this conversation based on things that he said when he was alive. And then you can take it one step further and actually put it into digital art where AI creates its own version. You can take a picture of you or a picture of your cat or your dog or what have you. And it actually creates art based on an artificial intelligence structure. Now, you know, for some of you, you may be thinking artificial intelligence. Oh my gosh, Terminator, you know, James Cameron, the future. Possibly, but I'm not sure I subscribe because, again, robots aren't sentient. But what I see these robots doing coming out of Boston Dynamics, my goodness, jobs will start to be replaced by robotics. They already are, but in 2023, that's going to even come more into our awareness of how robots are going to start interacting with humans on a daily basis, from, you know, serving food to packing groceries to driving. That will be the reveal and the truth of this year with artificial intelligence and, again, robots. Some of these robots are just something like out of a Terminator movie, but again, they're not sentient. And until AI can become sentient or conscious, then they're just robots. So kind of keep an eye on that for 2023 moving into 2024. The other truths that I talked about was not only just fusion and energy, our oceans, but the great white continent known as Antarctica. Watch that race going on. What I mean by race, us, China, Russia are building icebreaker fleets to go down, because right now there's an accord that the countries will not stake claim to land, and there's a no-fly zone over the great white continent. But if you've ever looked and done research into Antarctica, most of us think it's covered in ice, which it is. But below that ice is a lot of life, a lot of secrets, and a lot of unknowns that have yet to be discovered. In fact, I've done a former podcast on the secrets of Antarctica, including pyramids, including the third largest lake under the ice sheet that's actually not solid ice. It actually is an environment under the ice sheet because it keeps it like a contained environment. So you have to think and, you know, theorize and philosophize if there's stuff that's been, you know, sealed up for millions of years. Do we really want to release it, whether we release it naturally through global warming or release it through exploration? And we know that we've been exploring down in Antarctica all the way back to World War II. Hitler was fascinated with the continent of Antarctica and the secrets that it holds. And those processes and thoughts have not changed since World War II. In fact, it's actually now a huge project to get icebreakers to start opening up the lanes down there in Antarctica. Like I said, you know, it's not just a forecast. Follow the money, follow the budgets, do your Freedom of Information Act, watch C-SPAN. You can learn a lot by just these things that are out there, knowing on following the money. And there's a lot of money being thrown right now in the United States for building an icebreaking fleet. You don't do that unless there is a return on your investment to do that. And that is going to be one of the truths to reveal the secrets of the Great White Continent, or also known as Antarctica, because of the resources it holds. We're going to continue to see in our roaring 20s, unfortunately, we're going to still see political divide and political factions tear at each other, as we see here in the United States. But it's not just in the United States. It's also taking place in the parliament in the UK. We just witnessed it in Brazil. We witnessed it in a few other countries where there is literally a truth, and the truth of democracy versus autocracy, democracy versus oligarchy. These are, you know, based on what people want, because people vote their elected officials into office based off what those politicians stand for. So you're going to still see some very big truthful things come out in the way of politics, including trials for many senior advisors and former past presidents that will take place. You're going to see some big names be revealed in things that they were either doing that are not popular or maybe a little nefarious. Those will be revealed. I'm sure TMZ will be all over that. But we will see the culture war within our politics grow even more aggressive. I wish that wasn't the case, but that's the forecast that I see that will actually drive and will spill over into our Supreme Court, which we're seeing as well. And those three makeups between the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and the upcoming election in 2024 will be catalysts to drive the country apart, not bring it together as the United States of America, unfortunately. And that's where we could have our second civil war, a cold war. I don't promote violence of any kind. I hope that's not the case. But as you see in 2023, we have violence with all of the mass shootings. That's building up to something to where we say enough. And there's that great coming together to say no more violence, no more political BS or lies. Let's start working on the benefit of humanity. And that's also going to tie into the truth that will lead us at some point to a world war. Whether that's Russia escalates or China invades Taiwan, that will be part of the process during our roaring 20s, unfortunately, of transformation will lead to a World War III, but I don't see it as nuclear capability. There could be nuclear weapons used, but not to the degree of which we think, because we know it's a no-win situation for anybody. But that will come up on our radar, and I would be surprised if a tactical nuclear weapon is used in the future as a scare tactic or as a fear-mongering trying to control, but it won't work. So, that's, part of the roaring 20s. The money and economy, our currency is going to change. We already see other countries moving to a currency backed by gold. I know that Russia and China and India and Saudi Arabia and North Korea are all getting on board to create this new banking cash system that is backed by gold. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on as we move through our roaring 20s. That's going to rival the dollar and the pound, which are the two strongest currencies right now. So that'll be a truth that will impact us. Right now we're in inflation, which the experts said it wouldn't happen, but it did. So, I always take it with a grain of salt when somebody says they're an expert or a pundit and they have that knowledge. Sometimes there's just unknown variables that we don't know that drives stuff like inflation. But we'll see a little bit of a recession, not a full recession for the rest of this year and moving into 2024. But I do see the economy actually starting to pick up steam and momentum based on the truths that I'm talking about, including resources, space, ocean, fusion. These are going to be some of the big impacts based on our technology. So, the seven energy is a universal year, and it really has to, as Bruce Lee, talked about, because when I think of the number seven, I also think of Bruce Lee, because his life path was a number seven, and he represented that, what he referred to as the deep philosophical energy of the seven so perfectly when he said one of his most famous quotes, serves to me as great advice, and I wanted to share that with you in 2023 about where we're going with truth and trials and transformation, as he quoted this saying, quote, empty your mind, be formless, shapeless like water. If you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle and it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot and it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend, end quote. That's from the famous Bruce Lee about how you want this year to go. So, the year of seven in numerology, very famous, popular number. Before we run out of time here, just some things to look forward as we move forward with the many truths of our time. January will represent money and power. February will represent completion and endings. March will open up to new beginnings of the self-experience and the human consciousness. April will be focused more on partnerships and balance. May, communication and self-expression. June, foundations and work. July, we'll get into more freedom and change. August will be relationships and healing. September, spirituality and sacred callings. October, money and power again. November, completion and endings. And December, back to new beginnings and the self-exploration of consciousness. And then we'll start over 2024. So I just want to say thank you today for tuning in for that forecast. Again, truth is like the sun. You can shut it out for a time, but it ain't going away. That's from the great Elvis Presley. So until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and most importantly, wherever you're at, Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and discover that diamond within. Take care, buddy. Namaste.